Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what? Let's start the wake-up call the right way.
Well, let me say this. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I'll give myself the wake-up call because I was doing my hair. And I was like, you know what? I probably should go back in the studio now. So that's
well,
for me.
Yeah, you should have been back, you know, not about 4 minutes ago. But anyways, hey, Chief, you're on the wake-up call on the squid
I don't
shift.
Like what you did there.
Good morning, Chief.
What's going
Tribal
on, Chief?
See, first of all, Tribal Chief, I know that you're the head of the snake for that show because, you know, even when you were born and you came out and the doctor tried to pull you out, you know, the Tribal Chief just held his hand out and said, hey, no problem, Doc, I can do it myself.
That's right.
He just walked out by himself.
Because
you can do that because you're the Tribal Chief. Anyway, my wake-up call, Tribal Chief, you must have read my mind because Turtle, yesterday afternoon, oh, my God. If you guys got any crackers and cheese, please give him for all that whining he was doing yesterday.
Hey, he had a charcuterie plate, huh?
Oh.
Yes, my God. You know what? And don't get me wrong, Turtle, we all was taken back about the pick. But this guy goes on and on and on. And Carl's trying to calm him down. He's just going on. Oh, come on. Give me a break. You know, it's time to wake up, Turtle. It's time to wake up.
You get him, Chief. You know my favorite part, and it's not just her. This is a lot of people, is that people didn't start clamoring for or being upset about a defensive back. I felt like until like middle of Saturday, and they're like, "Oh, we're not going to take any defensive back." And at that point, it's kind of like I heard people making an argument for not taking player or you know, like well. Why are you taking a player here? They're not going to do anything. And then saying, well, because you should have took a cornerback. And I'm like, well, you don't think that player will do anything because of where they were taken, but you think a defensive back would have done that.
Because the draft slot, right?
Yeah.
You know what you're saying?
Yeah. And it just doesn't.
I don't think I got to the middle of Saturday when I was clamoring for a DB. I think that was somewhere near the middle of Thursday.
To me, that's why the whole best defensive player. Look, I get it. And I think the good thing is we all have our own reaction to what happened on Thursday through Saturday. I just am going to be completely honest.
Please do.
They could have drafted, how would they get, 7 players? They could have drafted 7 people in the defensive line, and I'd have been happy.
Yeah.
Because when you, like, defensive line, the more, the better. Because I even heard the point last night, well, you got to have a base, you got to have a foundation, you can't – And Chris's point was you can't have that without a starting secondary. And I go, really? Because you can. It's called a starting front 7.
So,
the front 7 is where you build defense.
You know what I noticed when Bo took the reins and went to the call list?
I'm a little bit upset about this.
You know, he skipped over. And I sometimes skip around on the list. You know, lots of times we go in order. And Bo went out of order. He skipped over Mike's agent number 66.
Yeah, because we had to start with genius, not with nonsense.
Good morning,
Agent 66. Welcome
Sorry
to the show.
Sorry, you got passed up by
Hey,
Bo.
Good morning.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, representing Mike's Mafia.
Mike Mafia.
You guys were shut out yesterday, so at least there's one now.
Well, I got a wake up call about the draft pick on Penix, but I also got before I'm done. I hope y'all let me do a fair or foul real quick. But you know when we. When Mike was talking about what if they picked Penix, you know, and I said that that'd be crazy like a box, you know, Bo told me I was smoking mothballs. But and I was shocked when they actually did it. I about fell over, to be honest. But, you know, it really feels like the responsible, boring adult delay of gratification that will really pay off later. I think when the number two guy on your board falls to you, even if that's not really what you're looking for, you got to stack that talent and then fill the gaps and do the best you can with whatever situation that creates, you know. So yeah. I believe in it, and I think Fontenot's track record speaks for itself. The Saints beat Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl, man. Let this guy build the team. I believe in him.
All right.
And fair foul, y'all. Next time Bo calls a Mike's Mafia agent by the wrong number, I think, should Tiffany reach over and bop him on the noggin with a rolled-up newspaper?
That's 100% fair. That's not 100%
likely,
fair.
Not likely, agent.
That's 100% fair.
Agent 12, not
That's
likely.
100%
agent
fair.
12.
That's 100% fair.
Okay.
Hey, I give respect when respect is given.
Back to the lines, we have a Mike in Peachtree City. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Mine will be real quick. I got two quick ones.
All right.
The first one, of course, is about Michael Penix. And, you know, we're talking about one player that we didn't draft, which, yeah, we needed a corner, we needed an edge or whatever. But this is just one guy we don't have. But let's focus on what we do have, a quarterback hopefully for after Cousins finishes. So that one player is going to be more valuable than whoever else we could have drafted at 8. And who knows if they would have even worked out. And quarterbacks usually don't work out unless they're high picks. So stop crying about Michael Penix, okay?
Right.
Secondly, and this was one of the first wake-up calls that you guys ever had when you guys first started, and this is kind of off base, but it's, you know, in the Hawks game in Bally Sports, like when they're talking and you see in the background people holding up their kids and stuff?
Yeah.
They need to have some kind of vetting system. Because, like, when playing the Celtics, you see people, Celtics fans holding up one. They need to have a rope or something back there and not let any opposing fans back there, only Hawks fans. I don't want to see any Golden State Warrior Steph jerseys. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Look, the ropes can only do so much. I think I told the story about how
I was gonna say, it's up to Hawks fans to make that
happen. Someone bypassed a rope, and I ended up on Deadspin. I think I talked about that on here before. I'll make it really fast. I was in Carolina. They sent me there for Super Bowl coverage. Whatever. I got cheated, even though I covered the whole season.
This.
That's another story. I'm standing there doing a live shot in a bar. A man runs out in front of me. And like I told you guys, I was a little bit chunkier then. I was wearing a striped sweater. It was not the best choice. And the man runs out. I'm still focused on the camera. And I see him like pop off his jacket and he runs away and security tries to get him. We had ropes up. It didn't matter. And then next thing you know, I'm getting texts from friends. I'm on Deadspin. They did the horrible screen grab. And the back of the guy's shirt said, dab on them, you know what.
Huh.
Cam Newton thing?
Yeah.
But there I am in the striped sweater. Poor choice.
Well.
But that was the point. The ropes didn't do anything.
Shows you how important your choices are clothing-wise. One quick thing on the Penix pick. Can we do this? If we're going to say that if it was anybody else, could be a bust at 8, then you better talk about the fact that Penix could be a bust at 8 as well. I love the player. I think he is actually 100%, not 100%, but I think
he's worthy of a top 10 pick.
I think he is, and I think he's better chances he's not a bust. But stop acting like every quarterback taken in the first round is a sure thing, because 2021 will tell you that's not the case. So, Let's not act like just because we got a quarterback at 8, it's a sure thing when a defensive end or an edge rusher wouldn't have been. Let's just hold up on that.
All right, back to the lines. We got Will and Mike's Mafia's headquarters.
El Presidente, welcome to the show, sir.
Wait, wait, wait.
Mike Mafia, yo. What's up, guys?
Welcome back,
sir. I had to interrupt this Squidbilly this monologue he's trying to carry on over here. Can't have that, but Squid, how are you doing, sir?
See that? We're friendly.
I'm good. Good. Well, Will is the one Mafia member I'll interact with. How are you? Well, I like Skip,
I
too,
that.
But Will's top of the list.
So I've been listening, and I've been wanting to call in since Thursday, but I've just been listening to everyone, and I just think everyone's overreacting. Like, they know what's best for the Falcons, right? We all have opinions, and we're all allowed to have them at the end of the day. But they're trying to say the Falcons should have did this, but do they really know the Falcons' plan moving forward? I mean, that would be foolish of the Falcons to tell everyone up front, here's our plan, right? But we don't know what their plans are, and maybe they drafted to meet those plans, whether it's 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 years. I don't know. I get that we want to win now, but I think everyone's just kind of overreacting a little bit.
Yeah.
Overall, I was pleased with the draft. I thought it was great. But we also don't know what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins moving forward. Is he going to get hurt? And then we got to have someone. We already know what Heineke brings to the table. Not a whole lot. He's good for maybe a couple quarters, maybe a game. But but we also don't know what Penix is going to bring either.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thoughts? Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Phenomenal call, Will. I'm sorry.
Golly, tell you what.
Phenomenal call, Will. I stutter? Phenomenal.
His people?
Phenomenal.
I mean.
I think he's right from a number of different aspects. The only thing I will say is this, and I think all three of us, we're on to bigger and better things. We've pushed past it, and we're at peace with it, and it is what it is at this point, right? We will cheer on Michael Penix and hope that this situation ends as great as Terry and Raheem have said. But I don't think it's out of pocket that this is literally the first time in NFL history this has happened. That you have drafted a top 10 quarterback and expected him to sit for 2 years. Not one, but 2 years. First time it's ever happened.
I guess the biggest issue for me is how if they would have drafted Turner or Latu, there was a chance for it to be a bust. But since they drafted Penix, it's automatically a perfect pick. That's the point, though. I just don't like that mindset, that logical. That's not it, guys. I mean, there is still a chance that this pick doesn't work out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.